All right. So for a little context, this is for the computer science IA, where I'm tasked to go talk to a client, and then I have to ask them for things that they need help in or something like that, and I'll be building them a program. So before I ask you any questions, could you give me some context to what you do and who you are?
Yeah. I'm Sarah Stewart, and I'm a physics teacher here at ISB. Also, help out with the robotics team. I've got a few projects going on that I might ask for some advice on. And I also have some personal stuff for like my little boy that I might ask you about as well.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you already have things in mind, is there, you want to talk about that?
When you set up the meeting, I was like, oh, okay, I was wondering. And I've just been making Christmas presents for family, okay? And especially at the moment when it's so far away. So I was just did, my son's name is Arthur, his footprints and handprints to send off to grandma and grandpa and all the rest of it. And someone was telling me about, like, I'm sure you remember being a kid, they just come back with thousands of pieces of artwork and ways to like store that in a place where we don't have the space and things like that. And every year we make a collage book of his pictures, and that's really easy. But I'd really love something that digitized some of his drawings, like automatically, and put it in like a scrapbook file for me. And that was what I was thinking about while I was making footprints.
Okay.
Over the weekend. So what it would be, like what I was thinking of, like it took a photo, but it immediately digitized it and put it in an app for me. And this one app that I use, I have to like upload it myself. And then I send it off, and it actually prints a book for me. So it prints it off to the grandparents. But if there was an app where I could just be like, take a picture and it just like puts it for me and digitizes it, that would be
like something you'd use with your phone or something like that?
Yeah, just on a phone. I know it was a possibility. I know that you've got like a lot of other things to think
about. Yeah, I'm not so sure that's possible.
No.
Just because.
But like, that was my idea.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm not sure whether it's available in the context of your
time.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I definitely could try that like over a longer period of time.
But no. Don't worry about that. You focus on your IA. But I'm just coming up with ideas. My other thing was for robotics. Particularly the students starting off, they have no idea of really a trial and error on their like gear ratios and what that does to like lift an armature. I know you're in the team, so you kind of know like a little bit like about what this is, and also about things like the motors and how the color of the motor affects its power and things like that. And I don't know whether it's possible, but something would be very useful is a really basic simulation there, where they could just set the gear ratio or set the motor power and just look to see what that could lift or the speed at which it could lift it with. I know that the program allows them to like take a look through the code, but to actually see it until they've build it. And that's one of the downfalls of new teams. They get it all together and then it doesn't lift anything up because their ratios aren't.
Oh yeah. I could always, because that one's very possible. I can obviously do that. And if you want, I can make it like a browser so that you can just access it wherever, so it's super easy.
Yeah.
Or I could always make it on the phone where you can just tap it and do it like that.
We would be happy either way, like, because students have access to all of that. So that's not, like, the access to it is not an issue.
Okay.
It would just be something really lovely to, it would help me understand it better more than anyone. But for the new teams, that would, like, that would be really useful and something. Other things, school-wise, that I was thinking about, we had a chat at Physics 12 and we couldn't like really think too much, like we weren't too sure. The only other thing is just some, we try and develop some stuff on getting like other professionals connected with kids from ISB.
Yeah.
Like we have videos from people from universities, particularly in STEM subjects, and particularly for women as well. We're
trying to
get a lot of like just female representation as there's slightly lower ratios of the numbers, particularly in physics and engineering. And so we're at the moment, we're in the process of just like developing that website and what it would look like. And it would be a case of, we've got some videos, not sure what we would want it to look like, or do we want to develop something bigger where we can get the girls in classrooms to add videos as they go along?
Oh,
I mean, I'm not sure what direction we want it to go with. That's something for like a project that we're looking at expanding over the next year.
Okay.
They were my
ideas. I think the website one for the girls, I can always do that, but that's probably more for Tech Council, just because for the IA, it needs to be more database.
I was going to say, that's not like...
I mean, if you ask Tech Council, we can always do that.
That's a really nice. That's a good plan, actually. Because we've also got things like, we have like people who make, one of your classmates just made like a load of videos for their CAS project, and then they'll send them on to like the Girl Scout troops, and they can follow them for their STEM stuff. That's the digital gist. So in terms of like simulation stuff, the robotics one was the main one
that
when we were chatting about, like, really appealed to us. We couldn't think of much else.
So for the robotics, just just different gear size ratios in the motors.
The motors, yeah.
Yeah.
And just lifting a simple arm. Just to give them an idea of what those differences, what they would do, and what it would do to their robot. I think, like I said, and it, particularly those that don't take the robotics course, they start with zero. I start with zero. And they have no idea to connect it until all of a sudden they've built their robot, and then it won't lift anything, or it just doesn't do it with the speed they want or the power.
If I make it, so there's two choices, essentially. I can make it like a browser and application.
Yeah.
The benefit of a browser is probably it'll run faster and it'll just be easy to access anywhere.
Yeah.
But with an application, you can save previously done like combinations so that you can repeat.
Oh, that's a good idea. Oh, I like that idea. I'm sorry. The idea of it being able to save would be really interesting. Mm. So then that way they can, they can like go to their engineers and be like, well, let's look at this one versus this one. What would we want it to do? To be honest, I don't think it would matter too much, because if they had the browser open, they would just type it in
and
they would show it to them directly. So it's nice that it would be saved, but I'm not actually sure if anyone would use it, like if they saved it.
I think what might help is if I did a browser and there are like presets where you
that
could just like...
That would be very cool. Yeah, that would be really cool, because there's got to be just some
like common
standards that we use.
That sounds good.
I think you could make money.
Money?
Sell it. I'm serious, you could sell it to robotics like courses.
I don't think I'm allowed to sell stuff I use for school.